Hello and welcome to Experience Share. It's a Pokemon podcast.
From the top.
We can't come in half-cocked. We have to come in with mindfulness. We have to know what we're doing, where we are. We have to have awareness of our situation at all times. Joshua, let me start again.
Is that about you or about me?
It's about us, honestly, because where's my support, you know?
Top of the episode to you,
Top
Tanner.
Top of the episode to you, Joshua, and welcome to Experience Share. It's a Pokemon podcast starring me, Skuntan.
Skuntank?
AKA Tanner Greenring.
Yeah.
He belonged to Piers.
I remember there was one. Yeah, that's it.
I wouldn't just name myself after a Skuntank.
But there weren't enough other usable noob mon for you to come up with a clever new name?
When they do one of their powers, their little, like, swoop haircut goes... Did you see that?
No, because I killed it in one hit.
I am joined, as always, by my co-host, Grappalosh.
Grappalocked?
A.K.A. Joshua Fjellsted. Part of the Combat Octopus family.
Yeah, they're building a whole
Which is
navy.
Like a smaller subsect of the Combat Fish family.
Right.
Are octopus fish, they're like, what, cephalopods?
Yeah, I think that, wow. You just knew that off the top of your head?
Pretty smart guy.
Yeah. I only connected that because I'm reading Children of Ruin. Have you read any, like, Children of Time?
Yeah.
Adrian Tchaikovsky?
Yeah.
Sci-fi? There's some cephalopods in the sequel. Pretty good.
Yeah, I've read the first one, and I've just started the second one, and I've encountered the cephalopods.
Oh, we can have a little book club, because I'm only like 200 pages into it.
First one's good. Everyone should read it.
Yeah, it's great.
It's about spiders.
Yeah.
If you're into spiders, read it.
It's sci-fi, but humans do some experiments with evolution, and it goes in a lot of very interesting directions.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Fun directions.
Yeah, and one of those books, like Three Body Problem, that's like over thousands of years, which I always think is interesting.
Joshua, here we are in the here and now.
Yes.
The Galar region. Poca Earth.
July 2023.
Yep. And we are fighting our way towards
Spikemuth.
We're in Cirsister now.
Yeah, we're in Cirsister, and we had to
ride the bay.
I think we had to take like a bath with Sonia and Hop too. I think we had like a sauna day with them.
What do you mean?
I did.
My game didn't have that.
Smith took some time off in that sauna.
My game didn't have a sauna.
Rest his bones after, you know, shaking so many hands and making so many deals. Gotta have some time off.
Drew England was down at the bay. It's where he's most familiar. It's where he's most comfortable. You know, he's like a bay lifestyle kind of guy. And not like Montego Bay, you know? Not like Caribbean bays.
Yeah.
We're talking like working man bays.
That's right.
Massachusetts bays, you know?
Shit. Get your sleeves dirty.
Yeah.
Bays.
Well, we're leaving because we've beaten whoever we beat last week, some clown.
Oh, Gordy, and then you had the other one.
Oh, Hot Mom.
Hot Mom. Yeah. Gordy and Hot Mom, and then we did have an interaction with Sonia and Hop. We had to beat Hop again.
Describe it to me. The interaction. I don't believe you.
He saunters up to us after the gym when I was just trying to go to the sauna, and he was like, oh, I figured out my team, now I'm good.
I don't think you're allowed to go in the sauna here, are you?
The whole central, like, level of the city is that big, like, steamy...
I know, it's like a big bath, right?
You can't wait around in it, technically, no.
Yeah, no, I don't think anyone's allowed to.
Even though you could, like, Lava Ridge, why can't we do that
now? I've been to the baths in Bath. I don't think you're allowed to get in there either.
No. His team was still bad, but he has a Pincurchin and a Dubwool now.
Oh, yeah.
I totally forgot Walu evolves into this thing, which I kind of like. Dubwool.
Yeah, I think it's fun. His team is a joke and he's a clown.
Yeah, he's a Nepo baby and he never should have been allowed to be in this gym challenge. I mean, he's a hack.
Yeah, it's... And he's so bad, and like he continues to just like be a clown and be bad, and everyone's just like, well, I don't know, it's endearing, I guess, you know?
Yeah.
But it makes a mockery of the rest of us. I'm like those two people who struck down the student loan thing.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was just, like, insulted that, like...
Why did I have to already pay for this, and then all these freeloaders get away with it?
Yeah, exactly. Route 9, here we are.
What a route.
What a route. Here we are, what a route. It's Route 9, and it's Sir Shir Bay. This is where Drew England is. Can you put, whoever's editing this one, can you put, what's his name? Nor'easter Alexa?
Nor'easter Alexa? What is that?
Billy Joel. That's good. That's good, like, boatsman music, you know?
Yeah, that's the vibe here. Very Manchester by the Sea situation.
Right where Drew England wants to be. No talent in these pools, though, I gotta say.
There is some interesting stuff going on Route 9 and the Sir Shir Bay as well, I would say.
Okay.
I mean, number one is we meet up with this doctor who gave us a bike.
Yeah,
this is kicking off the journey. I had the same note.
This poor, like, beleaguered doctor.
He's wearing, like, scrubs and a mask. It's not like...
he's fresh out of,
an inventor doctor.
The operating room, you know?
Right. And this isn't, like, a biophysicist or something who, like, he's a doctor, you know? It's like, you know, you look like you're literally, like, a surgeon. But then for some reason... you keep, like, getting let out of the hospital and then, like, inventing a bike or just giving away bikes and bike technology.
So this is now the second time we've run into presumably the same doctor, because if it was two different doctors, that would...
he's like, oh, remember me, I gave you that bike.
That would be shaking to the foundation of my world if it turned out to be an entirely different doctor.
And he's always being harassed by Team Yell.
Team Yell is always trying to, like, steal his bike, I think. And instead, he's like, no, I'm going to give it to this guy instead. And then we have to battle Team Yell. And then he's like, I guess just keep the bike.
Right. How about I upgrade your bike now?
Yeah. So now we have water bike. Item finder. Water bike. It's great. So much better than surf. You don't have to, like,
so
switch
easy.
Between things. Yeah, it makes the game easy mode. Wild area, you can now zoom around anywhere. You can go get those dens that were off in the islands or off in the water.
I don't know how this thing works. Is it little, like, water mills in the tires?
Did you grow up with pegs on your wheels?
No.
All the kids in my neighborhood had pegs on their wheels, which means, at least on your back wheels, which were these sort of, like, bars that you would
screw on
to, like, the side of the, like, where the nuts are on the back wheel.
Yeah.
So someone else could hop on your bike.
Right.
And hold onto your shoulders and stand on the pegs.
That sounds very dangerous.
And if you look closely, I know you prefer playing on the OLED.
Yeah.
And I'm surprised the sharp resolution doesn't show you this.
Well, on this route, I was so zoomed out because it gives you, like, this sort of, like, bird's eye view of the bay that it wasn't very zoomed in. I couldn't really tell what's going on with the technology.
If you look very closely, you can see that your bike now has, like, fluorescent yellow pegs on both tires, both axles.
I see.
And when you hit the water, Rotom, your indentured servant, Rotom, presumably feels it, like feels the water, and it's like, oh, no. And then deploys the inflatable buoyancy wheels.
Huh. Okay.
And then you just start cruising along top speed.
Yeah, electricity and water. That's a classic combination that works out.
And vengeful ghosts. And then while we're talking about cruising around the wild area, should we check in with the wild area?
Yes. Although I did not spend nearly as much time there as I did last week. Like, did you took the bike for a spin out there already? Because I haven't done that yet.
Oh, yeah. I just thought I'd cruise around. I honestly went and dropped a couple of wishing pieces into previously inaccessible dens just to see what would come out.
Anything good?
Nothing super interesting. No. I'll keep at it, though.
Sure. Got to.
And then I just, like, I kind of got a fever. And the only treatment is more max raid dens.
Okay. What'd you find in there?
I just keep going down there, you know? I keep just fucking around in there. I think it's fun. You get a bunch of cool gear. You're fighting cool Pokemon. You're doing it with, like, cool people from around the world. They've got the wildest Pokemon. Check out this picture I put in the notes.
I see.
Why is the Registeel that tiny?
Well, is this just, like, that angle of the image?
No. No, I wish I could. I didn't want to, like, overload. I took, like, a ton of pictures.
I think it's just, it's on the far edge of the battlefield. I feel like it's just perspective.
No.
Because it can't be that
small.
Well,
either way, how tall do you expect a Registeel to
be? It's smaller than a dog.
Yeah, right. In this picture I've uploaded, which we'll post to Twitter and Instagram, at expsharepod on Twitter and Instagram.
Good.
Registeel is smaller than the sword dog.
Zacian, yeah.
Which either means the sword dog is huge or Registeel is tiny. Either way, both of them are smaller than, like, the boy trainers standing behind them.
Yeah, Registeel. I assume
Registeel is the size of, like, a building.
What, and Lopunny's taller than all of them? This is the I think this is an error in perspective.
Okay, fine. We're going to the receipts.
This implies Registeel is, like, 2 or 3 feet tall. That's wrong. There's no way. Unless it's a short king.
Look at this angle.
Okay, from that angle, it still looks pretty small.
Look how tiny it is, Josh. That's, it's definitely shorter than its own trainer. It's definitely only like 3 feet tall.
I guess that they do have variances to some extent of, like, very big or very large. Very big or very small Pokemon.
Look at this fucking now, but wreck, like, of a squad that rolled up on this Glalie.
Yeah. Zacian, Registeel, and then what's that? Is that Naga Nidell or whatever?
Naga Nidell, yeah.
Jesus.
And then shiny Lopunny.
Well, okay, how tall is Registeel?
2 feet tall, apparently.
Okay, Bulbapedia says 6'3".
And that's my height.
That makes more sense. I mean, I would think at least
that's
6 feet.
Even shorter than I expected, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, 6 foot is, like, bare minimum for what this thing looks like.
I guess it is as... It's almost as wide as it is tall, though, so it's going to be pretty cumbersome.
I would also think that a big metal robot would probably weigh more than 451 pounds.
It's not a robot, Josh. They never
get the... I feel like there's a lot of problems with, like, the weights and the heights commonly. The weights in particular, because we were talking about that with the Steelix. Much less how is it gliding through the air, but I guess its ability is clear body. So maybe that has something to do with it.
Berry shake, just while we're here in the wild area. I can't get past 15. I tried so many times. I've killed so many Credents. I just can't clear 15. I don't know how you did it.
What was mine? 16?
16.
Just barely hanging on. Yeah. I might have to just walk away from it. You know, don't mess with perfection.
Anything that you wanted to discuss while we're out here in the wild area? I love it.
I mean, it's great. This week... We've unlocked new areas, right?
Of the wild area?
Yeah.
Well, via, like, water. Is that
Yeah,
what
but I think there's some areas that I hadn't even been to yet, because we are going to talk about the Rotom circuit.
Oh, sure.
I don't know if we need to do that now, but there is a new Rotom circuit.
Let's quickly talk about the Rotom circuit. I have plotted out a new route, because we're in, like, zone 2, right? That's what you mean?
Yeah.
We're in, like, the zone past the bridge... On the way to Hammerlock.
I'll also say that for the next Rotom circuit, I hope to see a little bit more participation out of the bug catchers.
Well, they got time.
Pretty sure we only got 2 competitors.
Well, they got time.
Plenty of time.
There's no expiration.
I think that I still have the record, too, even with our bug catchers who competed.
So let's talk about the new Rotom circuit. So there's 3 new checkpoints for the Rotom circuit past the bridge. Snorlax Bridge is what I think of it as. Because right on the other side, there's always a Snorlax.
That's cute. Snorlax Bridge.
Bridge Field. Oh, so actually, you got to keep pushing past there.
After Snorlax Bridge.
You got to go past that, like, bottleneck.
Yeah, yeah.
Past Snorlax Bridge, under the, like, the overpass.
The bridge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then hang a right to Pokemon Daycare. That's checkpoint number 1. That's where the circuit begins. Rotom Circuit.
Bridge Field. Technically?
Bridge Field, it's called. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you go check in with the nursery lady. You say, hello, how's my globby Japanese ditto doing? And she says, fine, do you have anything you'd like to breed with it? And you say, not right now. And she says, okay. And then, actually, you know what you do say? You say, yeah, here's my low punny. We'd like to give it a better name, but I'd still like it to be shiny. So why don't you pump some eggs out?
Oh, my God. Just pump some eggs out?
You're coming at me like I'm the one who, like, came up with the system.
Fair enough. Yeah.
I have to, like, apparently generate 800 eggs to have a chance at getting a shiny, another shiny low punny that I can name.
You're trying to just make a new shiny low punny because you gotta name it?
Well, I gotta fuck around a little bit. What if I get lucky, you know? I'm cruising around doing Rotom Circuit anyway.
Yeah, why not? Why not?
So why not?
Yeah. I'll throw some shit in there.
Throw low punny in there.
I got a ditto.
Gear up. Check in with the Watt guy.
Say, what's up?
And he says, where you want to head, chief? And I say, Giants cap. Blast off. We'll do a map. Well, by the way, we'll post a map of this on Twitter and Instagram.
Yes.
And keep in mind, if you beat our score, cumulative score across the three segments, you get a sticker.
Yeah, you get stickers. Probably multiple.
Yeah.
Can't buy them in stores.
No. We can't give them away. I mean, we're trying.
But not fast enough.
Bridgefield to Giants cap. Tell the Watts guy you'll be doing the Bridgefield to Giants cap segment.
Yeah, that's all you have to do.
And he'll pop up the balloons. You just cruise over there, past Greedent tree. There's like a bunch of berry shake trees, and there's always a Greedent guarding them.
Yeah, you're very familiar with that.
And then cruise up the hill past the lakes to Giants cap. Once you're there, tell the Watts guy, record your score, get a screen cap. Tell the Watts guy I'll be headed to Hammerlock Hills,
mm-hmm.
which is past the entrance to Hammerlock.
See, I haven't even done this leg. This is going to be all new for me.
And then you check in with that guy. And careful, this one's tricky because your instinct is just to blast after those balloons, right? But you go by a big rock and swirling around the rock is a bunch of time up balloons. And boost balloons.
Oh.
Little
wow.
Red balloons.
Oh, wow.
So maybe you're better off cutting right around the rock and collecting some of those balloons on your way through.
It's going to be a tough call to make.
It's tough. You want kind of a crew out there. You want like a, you know, like an engineer, like a pit chief or someone kind of helping you keep an eye on the route.
Yeah, you need a pit crew to really do this right.
Once you check in at Hammerlock Hills, you tell them, I'm going back to Bridgefield. You're blasting back down the hill, through the grass. Back to the nursery. She's doing this.
And Tanner is putting his hand under his chin and looking sort of like, what was that?
Wistful or sort of like.
I guess it's wistful, yeah. Looking wistful.
Just sort of like awed at the miracle of life.
Yeah.
And you record your score. Your cumulative score across those routes is circuit 2 of the Rotom circuit.
And then you have to send us the receipts.
Send us the receipts.
And do the math yourself and tell us what you got.
Please. And then I guess we'll figure out if there's a circuit 3 somewhere in here before we head off to Armor Isle and Crown Tundra, right? Where presumably there's more circuits to be had.
I hope so.
Wow, it's tearing up the social media. Everyone's pouring in with their... I know Josh was being a little dour about it earlier, but it, you know, we're recording these well in advance, so there's still a lot of time. I imagine by the time this comes out, what I'm about to say will be more true.
Uh-huh.
The submissions are just pouring in. It's really competitive. It's really hot.
There is a hashtag that's trending, Rotom Circuit.
Elon Musk was like, I'm going to have to restrict the number of tweets everyone can see because this whole like Rotom Circuit thing is just so hot.
It's going to be the straw that breaks the camel's back of Twitter.
So yeah, go for round 2 now. Go for the second circuit.
Great. Good luck.
We'll check in next week with our times too, our cumulative scores. I'm gonna cream you. God, there's no way I can lose 2 of these in a row. I have to go back and reclaim the prize on the first circuit.
Well, you can't reclaim because you never had it. You could try to claim it.
Oh no, you're right. Sorry, I will claim it, and I will claim this one too. I'll claim both.
Well, Arceus, speed to us all.
Joshua, let's head back to Route 9.
Yeah, because I don't
After
really
this
to...
break.
I don't really want to talk about my last
dumbass.
Anyway.
Oh, what was it?
The digging duo.
Oh, no. Hey, no, let's go back. No. Let's oh, check no, in you, on one
you
more.
Already called it.
Sorry. One more wild area thing that we have to check in on. Has been a minute since we checked in on
this other segment.
digging duo record.
I only remembered because of whatever episode I was editing last week, like the fourth one when we did it. And I was like, oh, right, the digging duo record. This other hot new segment that we forgot about.
The record had been claimed, as far as I remember, and someone else had to come along and kind of like take it, shatter it.
And I just didn't remember what yours was. And I was coming 25, in here.
I think if you go check the notes.
Pretty haughtily. Yeah, I see that you said 25 as the record, but I also see that you never put a screenshot of actually getting 25.
You don't believe me?
I'm not hurling any allegations.
Sounds like you are.
Am I insinuating allegations? Perhaps.
I was going to try to insert it into the notes while you were like being such a little prick, but I can't get it to send.
Oh, shit. Okay.
25.
He's got the receipts, folks. He's got the 25. So I was hoping maybe you wouldn't, and then I could say that the new record was 15 because I did get that this week and I have a screenshot of it, but 15 is trash. I mean, I don't even... That wouldn't even qualify, probably.
No, that's minor leagues for us. That's like what we do when we're like children, 15.
Okay, so.
So, digging duo record stands at 25, and it belongs to me, Tanner Greenring. Thank you for reminding me to check in on digging duo record. It has been a couple episodes.
That one is still around. Let's not forget digging duo record.
Joshua, Route 9.
Now, how do we go to the
after this
break?
Fucking break.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Joshua, welcome back to Route 9. Bug catchers, welcome back to Route 9.
Cheers.
You're going to want to bring someone with surf unless you got one of these cool bikes because it is a water route.
First one of this game. I can't even remember the last time, if there was one, of a snowy water route. Icy?
Oh, yeah. Icy
glaciers,
water route. Yeah.
Icebergs. Yet still shirtless swimmers. They didn't make a new swimmer sprite for this. We've got a number of freaks who are just like out here with like tropical beach umbrellas standing around shirtless.
Drew England gets this, and so does Tanner Greenring. I've seen it. I think we've all experienced it up here in New England. Like, you know, it's a nice day, not that nice.
Yeah, I mean, it's actively snowing.
Yeah. And all you've got is like a pebble beach, you know, like a shoal beach. But you're like, well, whatever. I'm going to make the most of it. I live by the ocean. You know, I've got all this beautiful coast. Why not enjoy it?
Yeah, I should do something with it.
Yeah. I guess I'll just hike through the woods, worry about ticks, and then hit the beach at this kind of like pebble beach. And that's what these people have done.
I guess maybe they're polar plungers.
Why would they set up like beach umbrellas and like
I don't have an explanation.
They're polar plungers.
I don't have an explanation for that part. I was trying to give them some benefit of the doubt, but I would hope that Galler has a Coast Guard, because I suspect many of these people are going to need resuscitation relatively soon.
I doubt it. Apparently, they don't even use surf here.
No, and plus, you would need one of those, like, icebreaker boats to be able to get around.
What is the equivalent? Like, I think we can find an equivalent for England in most of these places. What is this, Scotland? Icy glacial beaches?
Yeah, I guess so. It's like the Orkneys or something.
Yeah.
Like far north off the coast or in the far north coast of the Highlands.
Yeah, it must be.
Yeah.
Must be.
Well, what else we got?
What else we got in this joint?
I encountered a couple of trainers that I think are... I'm going to give them a trainer banger. I'm going to give them a trainer banger.
Okay, we like him.
Music crew, Owen and Andrea.
Oh, yeah. Owen is who I use as
yeah.
Drew England's icon and online play.
Yeah, Owen, I don't love the energy as much as I like Andrea's energy, but, you know, he's confident.
They're like, musicians.
Shot. Yeah, they're musicians.
He's sort of like a DJ, and she's sort of like a... either like a rapper or like a dancer, right?
Well, he's got the mic, so I think he's the rapper, and then she's kind of like backup and dancer, yeah. I mean, singer. I guess the reason I said, they remind me of like, do you know the show People Just Do Nothing? It's a British show, and
no.
It's about these like, this group of just like English dudes who think that they are like a rap sensation. It's like a mockumentary style, and they're like kind of terrible. But they think that they're like the shit. And it's in Bradford or Brentford. It's some like, you know, town that's outside of London. It's really funny. And it's this kind of energy.
I clicked on the Bulbapedia page. This is a trainer class called Music Crew.
Yeah.
And within the Music Crew is two different trainers, a musician and a dancer.
Oh, I see.
Drew is the musician.
Yeah.
And the other one, whatever her name was.
Andrea.
Andrea was the dancer.
The dancer. This is their only appearance. This is.
Are we Drewman?
Sword and Shield.
Or are we Dancer?
Good. And this is their only appearance. They are a Sword and Shield exclusive. And I like it when they get the Pokemon of the trainers right.
So interesting.
And I think
why
Toxtricity
England?
And Maractus, that makes sense to me in terms of like what they would have. The kind of energy that these two embody.
Yeah, I like them. I think Toxtricity is great. I think Maractus is cool. Both Toxtricity and Maractus are both like desert Pokemon, though.
Well, yeah, I've been on the soapbox about the desert thing in these regions that are obviously riffing on like a real world place. Like, I think they could be more clever
it's
about
too
it.
Too cold like... for lizards and cactus up here.
Oh, you mean why are they lugging? Well, they're on tour. They're from Stow-on-Trent or whatever
Stow
it was.
Stow-on-side,
yeah. That's why. So they're bringing their mon with them.
Okay. I buy it.
Yeah.
Anything else happened to you on Route 9? I just cruised through. Once I got this bike, I was just like, out of here, bud.
I heard a rumor out there.
What?
This copper who had a campsite, so he's like fishing for information, he said... Rumor has it that there is a camping king somewhere in the wild area. Have
Whoa.
You seen him?
Oh, yeah.
So, and now we have to contend with a camping king? We're already co-kings of curry. What about the camping king?
Sorry.
How do we get in on that?
Let's back up one notch real quick. Who says we're co-kings of curry?
We both have the highest class. How would you be more king than me? We established this last week. Co-kings.
I don't think that's allowed. Co-kings.
Well, then how are we going to decide who's the one true king?
You'd have to depose me somehow.
But I already did.
No, you
that
didn't.
Was when I got Charizard class.
I already had it.
I deposed you.
I already had it.
But I'm the hot new thing. I deposed you.
So you got to knock me off. There's only one throne. You're going to have to do another Charizard class dish. Now it's a race to the number of Charizard class dishes.
Well, I also have not made something as foul as you, which was that like sour boiled egg curry.
All right, so you're not as daring. You're not as experimental. You haven't plumbed the depths.
Nobody wants that out of their monarch.
And nobody wants you as their monarch. So come back to me when you have another Charizard class dish under your belt and we'll compare notes, okay? For now, I'm the curry king.
It's co-kings of curry. I can unseat you if I make one more.
No, if you come back, we'll check in on who has the most gold star dishes.
Our friend, I think it was RainbowGoose88 on Twitter, told us that there is a special golden, like, what's the fan that you get when you're making food at the campsite, and you get it from making like all the curries.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to get there first. First one to get all the curries is the king of curries.
Just don't even know how you could do that.
I think we've met the camping king. I think he's standing outside of Motostoke. He's the guy who, like, checks your curry decks.
Oh, that's the camping king?
You could, like, change your tent color with him. Yeah.
Okay.
So, case closed.
We'll have to confirm that.
Where are we headed next?
And then we go to Sushter Bay. Is essentially the same situation.
Yeah, it's all kind of one unit.
I did want to give an official, because you called this out. I hadn't actually gotten to see it in game. Joshy's sweetie, Clobopus.
Hell of a mon.
Obviously. Obviously.
Yeah.
What a delight.
Part of the growing combat cephalopod subsection of combat marine animals.
Yeah. Grapploct is great too. And I like on this, it might have been on Route 9, or maybe it's this bay or it's both, but when they're in the overworld and then they're like standing there stoically, but then they see you and then they get on all their legs and they start like squirming over the water to get you.
Yeah.
Great line.
Yeah, they come to life. Yeah.
Giving Octillery some competition.
Yeah, Grapploct looks cool. You put one of those in a quick ball.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah. What a look.
I don't remember anything else about Surstra Bay. Clobopus was such a delight that it distracted me. So I don't have anything else to say about it.
I don't think so either. I mean, I think it's just like all, there's just so many old Pokemon in this game, you know? It's like, great, I get to face off against Toxapex. I remember hating it in the last game. Thanks. Thanks for bringing it back.
Yeah.
So we just arrive at Spikemouth.
Spikemouth.
Well, we arrive at outside of Spikemouth.
Oh, yeah, to a riot.
Yeah, there's a riot. All the cup challengers are here.
They can't get in.
The gym challengers.
Spikemouth is contained entirely within like a big warehouse complex, seemingly.
Like an alley? Like a simulated alley? Big, it's like Meow Wolf.
Like cyberpunk thing that's all accessed by one garage door.
Not true.
That's what we think.
Not if you know someone who grew up in the warehouse.
Someone like that might call over to you in front of this crowd of people and then tell you to just basically walk another 30 feet around the corner.
She's Mayor Cheat.
And then you can get in.
She's an absolute Mayor Cheat.
Marnie?
Marnie is who we're talking about. Marnie pulls you aside. So there's a huge crowd of people. And she's like, hey, come over here. I like you. So I'll reveal that you can just come over here and there's a side entrance.
Yeah, she lets you just cut the line.
And then she's like, all you have to do is beat me in a battle first.
Yeah.
But then once you're inside Spikemouth, all her goons are inside there and they're preventing you from getting to the gym. It's sort of a weird setup. But it's like, this is where they get the idea, Marnie. You're like doing like side deals and like having people like battle their way.
Yeah.
It's a total bottleneck. She's completely held up the entire like gym championship.
She's crooked. Murky Marnie.
She sucks. I used to like her. She sucks now.
Yeah, she's
And then
she's
her
crooked.
Goons like keep you from getting to Pierce.
Who's her brother?
Who's her brother?
Also, we find out like this whole thing is locked up.
Another Nepo baby.
Yeah, they're running this Spikemouth like fiefdom. And I think running it into the ground, because none of these are even shops. Like, you can't go into anything. There's just a Pokemon Center.
Oh, no. It's, once again, it's like the second fucking dark-type gym city. City that contains a dark-type gym.
Yeah.
That has just been completely, like, it's in shambles. Completely, like, closed off to society. Didn't it happen with Nanu last game, too?
Yeah, Nanu's in Sun and Moon. Yeah.
They're a fucking wreck. Quit giving these people gyms. There's a reason they're dark type. They're shady. They're shifty.
For a region with such buttoned up,
corrupt
guidelines, in order to get people to actually participate in the gym challenge, they're surprisingly lax about who they allow to run gyms.
Yeah. This guy's a fucking clown.
And then they let people just do whatever they want once they're in.
And like Opal last week was like, well, I'm retiring. I'll hand it to literally anyone.
Yeah. Who's regulating this?
Like, isn't there like a process? Yeah. I know shit like FIFA is like corrupt, but you know, at least it like...
There's some kind of regulation.
Yeah, whatever. Fight your way through all these like Mr. Mimes and Team Yell guys.
I really like that they also steered into how everyone looks. That, you know, there's just like the male and female coded ones. And then like they steered into how replaceable they are, because there's one point where you can talk to them after a battle and it will just be Grunt A, Grunt B, and Grunt C. That's their name. Like, they can't even be bothered, you know, figure out a grunt name.
Well, they're all just, they're cogs in the machine.
Although, if they're in a team yell, why would they even be grunts?
I think if you're in like a punk organization, and I'm basing this on the movie Green Room, have you seen that?
No.
Oh, Sir Patrick Stewart's in it.
Okay. Okay, good.
There's sort of like a...
That's it?
No. It's sort of about a Nazi organization.
Uh-oh.
But it's like a punk organization, too. And I think there's like a definite hierarchy. You know, these are the bottom rung guys.
Marnie and Piers seem to be higher rank than the grunts, but I don't see a lot of structure to it beyond
there's
that.
No lieutenants. Yeah, there's usually, for a bad guy org, we usually get some, yeah, like...
Where's the Team Yell admin?
Well, they don't have any, clearly. Like, this is their fucking, like,
they
headquarters.
They don't have anything to administer.
Yeah. You know what I just realized? Is there is no gym here. The city is the gym. Because the gym challenge is just like...
Just battling these grunts.
Battling your way up through the grunts. And then you're just like at Piers.
Yeah, and Piers is also... Speaking of, like, how many gym leaders are unqualified, but he doesn't even seem to want it.
Oh, yeah, he's pretty blasé about everything. I think that sort of is, it's a little bit affected.
Oh, I see. He's like, yeah, man, like, I don't even Dynamax my Pokemon. That's too mainstream.
Oh, yeah, but then you can't Dynamax yours
he
either.
He claims that it's because, like, they'd burst through the roof in this town.
It's your fucking role, man. Like, don't make me not Dynamax. He sucks.
That's true.
Scrafty, Malamar, Skuntank, Barf, and Obstagoon.
Obstagoon, yeah.
Skuntank is obviously my You Make Me Barf Pokemon of the Week. I can't believe they're like, sorry, everyone, we know this is controversial. No national decks. We have to be pretty careful about who we're bringing back from previous gens. We know everyone has their favorites. But one of the 8 gym leaders is going to have a fucking Skuntank.
Yeah.
Had to bring that one. Had to make room for Skuntank. So that's when You Make Me Barf Pokemon of the Week.
I mean, you know, endorsed. Certainly.
Absolutely ridiculous. I obliterated Piers.
Yeah, I was running Conkeldurr on this whole thing.
I had...
hammer arming. Did some bulk ups.
Low punny.
To kick it off and then just hammer armed everybody.
Low punny out there. Just kicking. They're beautiful feet. Joshua... Let's talk about the teams we have now.
Oh, yeah.
And that we used to beat Piers in Level Check.
Level Check.
Let's go. Who do you got?
Wellington Smith Smith has got Darby the Colossal. We all know him and we love him. Level 51. There's a number of guess who's 52.
Who?
Cubit the Conkeldurr, level 52.
Okay.
Siemens the Weezing, level 51. Shillybeer the Mudsdale, level 52, also.
Mm-hmm.
P.T. Barnum running away with it, Mr. Rhyme, level 55. Can't stop him because of that trade bonus.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Unhinged.
Yeah, that's great. Oh, maybe that's why Low Punny just keeps cruising up through the levels.
Yeah, that's definitely why. And I did use P.T. Barnum a fair amount on the ice routes because he could resist the hail.
Yes, that seemed like it would be really handy.
And then... I'm pleased to announce a new endeavor.
What?
Ayrton, named in honor of Hertha Ayrton.
And who's that?
Some say Britain's foremost woman inventor of the Victorian age.
Ah, what are some of the inventions that she
The most distinguished woman scientist in the country at the time, 1854 to 1923.
That's a lot of caveats.
She invented a fan that during World War I kept the boys in green safe from the gases in the trenches.
The Doughboys?
The Doughboys.
Is that what they were called?
Maybe right. Do I have to confirm that right now?
I don't know. I'm not the fucking historian.
British history. I didn't do World War I as much.
He's looking it up.
The Doughboys were the Americans.
Okay. In World War I?
Yeah. The enduring nickname for the troops of General John Pershing's American Expeditionary Forces, the Doughboys. That's a fun facty.
Well, no wonder you didn't know it. Your history degree is into it remains untainted because that was actually American history that I was quoting. Who else you got?
Clang.
Clang
is Hertha Ayrton because she.
Wow.
Did a lot of work with electrical engineering, and that felt right for this Pokemon.
A sea of interesting Pokemon. A sea of interesting new Pokemon in this generation, in this game. And Smellington with.
Smellington, excuse me?
casts his gaze out and says, I want a clang.
Yeah, clink first. Yeah, I'm working on it. It's only level 38 right now.
Wow.
Just evolved.
Okay.
I've never run one before, but how does, I mean, it's a bunch of gears in the industrial, like,
sure.
entrepreneur scheme. How does that, that makes a lot of sense. I'm just trying to get the theme right.
Sure, yeah.
If there's a new mon that I can bring in.
The theme is great. I mean, it's certainly better than a big crow.
Yeah, the crow's out.
Drew England.
What do you have?
As you know, from New England, loves New England, here to catch a Pokemon to represent all six states of New England. Representing Maine, Clamshack from the very beginning. Crawdaunt, level 51 now.
Classic.
Remains my workhorse.
Just getting the job
done. I'd ride it if I could. It'd be my mountable my number one mountable Pokemon if I could.
Oh, wow.
This game doesn't allow it.
Cowards. How would it not be the shiny Lopunny?
Well, I know that one's not mountable. I think we tried that in last gen, didn't we?
Yeah, that's right.
New Hampshire. The New Hampshire Antiques Alley.
Still got it.
Poltegeist, level 52. Honestly, kind of a neat little guy.
I like the look
Plant of Plant Ghost? Weird. Is it Plant Ghost, or did I just make that up?
I think you're thinking of Trevenant.
Oh, it just knows a bunch of plant moves. It learns a bunch of plant moves because it's full of tea.
It's just Ghost.
Well, it knows a bunch of cool plant moves, and it's pretty fun.
I like that.
Vermont. Speaking of, like, maintaining that kind of perfect theme. Representing Vermont is Furrier Affinity. As you know, the history of Vermont is rich with French trappers, furriers, the fur trade.
Yeah.
Lots of pelts, rabbit furs, that kind of thing. So representing Vermont, Furrier Affinity, shiny Lopunny, level 54.
Wow.
Connecticut, my home state.
The gateway to New England.
Big insurance, Greedent, level 54.
I hate that thing.
Massachusetts, how about them apples? Appleton, level 52, and I think maybe the oldest Pokemon on the team now.
Excuse me, is this a joke in here with how you spelled Massachusetts? Are you just trying to, like, put it in my face after
what did I do here?
You asked me in the other episode, and then I got
what have I done here? Is that incorrect? It's not giving me any flags here. We don't like it.
M-A-S-S-A-C-H-U-E-S-E-T-T-E-S.
That's not giving me any flags on that.
It's so wrong.
Spell check is like, that's good. Yeah, it's just like, I think I just kept adding letters and spell check eventually just gave up.
Yeah, it didn't know how to correct it anymore.
How about them apples? Appleton, yeah. Level 52. And then Rhode Island, big blue bug, still on the team. Nothing else could possibly represent Rhode Island. Sorry for people who are from Rhode Island. Name one thing, honestly.
But you told them in, like, the premiere episode that you weren't willing to take comments from anybody about New England.
Like, Orbeetle's fine.
But you need help, I think, with some
it's
of them.
It's still doing okay on the team, you know?
I liked Orbeetle.
I think it'll make it to the end. But if someone wants to suggest something more interesting for Rhode Island, they can.
Yeah, sound off in the comments.
I don't mind it. I guess I'm a little sick of it, you know?
Yeah.
Just because it's been around for so long.
So you're not necessarily saying this is going to be the final team.
No, absolutely not. As you know, Josh, I've been hounding you for weeks to get me my final Pokemon to replace Poltegeist, and you just fucking
that I haven't
won't.
Had access to until now.
Yeah, right.
And it's not easy. And you're not offering me anything.
Life's not easy. Yeah, I offered you a Galarian Ponyta, and I said you could have a pick of my
that.
Trash.
None of that. I don't need any of that.
Make it happen, Joshua.
All right, well, I'll work on it for this next week, which I guess we should talk about now, because that's this leg.
We're done. Pierce is obliterated.
And he should be disbarred.
The doors to Spikemuth are cranked back open.
And they let all the clamoring riffraff in. And we hear a clamor as soon as we end this gym battle, too, that we're investigating next week, I think. There's some big explosion that we hear.
It's going to be a pretty quick, breezy route. So I think what we'll do instead, Joshua, we already talked about this a little bit, right?
Yeah.
We'll just blast on through. We'll beat
Rayhan? The dragon guy.
And we'll fight our way up Route 10 to
Winden.
Winden. And then
we won't do the semifinals. We won't start that yet. But we will explore Winden a little bit and then battle each other.
Hopefully someone comes through and gives me a Pokemon, the missing piece of my team, and then we'll battle each other, hopefully.
It's a 2% chance that this thing even shows up.
Do the work, Joshua.
Yeah, I'm going to have to do some work.
If there's a S.H.I.E.L.D. exclusive you want me to go catch, I'll do it. Seems like your team's feeling pretty locked up, though.
There is a mon that I'm interested in that's not an exclusive, but I might, if you see one, I might demand it.
What is it?
Well, this will have to be bleeped out, but it's in this area also.
What?
And it's a 1% chance.
You think this fits on your team?
It's a skyscraper.
Okay. All right, Joshua, let's not piddle-paddle any longer. If I find a I'll let you know, but maybe I'll just keep it for myself. Because we got lots of skyscrapers in fucking New England.
What's your tallest one? Something in Boston? How tall is even is it? Probably as tall as my apartment building.
Tallest skyscrapers in, what should I say, America?
There's no way that Boston is going to have anything in the top 10.
Shut up. I'm looking.
Yeah. Tallest structure in New England is in Boston. Guess how many stories it is?
Like 1,000?
60. The 80th tallest building in the United States. So New England doesn't crack even in the top 50.
We crack the top 80.
Yeah, yeah. And people care about the top 80. That's something people care about.
I'll look for it, Joshua. Let's head out of here, Joshua. We have to go. Thank you for joining us, Bug Catchers. We'll be back next week to round out our little gem full of charms that represent the gym pins, gym badges.
Yeah, that's a good, smooth way of putting that.
My name has been Skuntan. I am joined, as always, by my co-host, Grappalosh. This has been Experience Share. Please do rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts and do follow us everywhere that you follow podcasts and do follow me and Josh.
Okay. It's always funny when you like occasionally do that. At Josh Fjellstad and at Green Ring. You want the little extra promo on the start promoting it the week
Please
that Twitter
do.
Now has like rate limits.
Review the show on Apple Podcasts.
A couple more dimwits into your timeline.
Follow the podcast everywhere that you follow podcasts and do follow us at XP Share Pod on Twitter and Instagram and at Green Ring on Twitter and at
Josh Fjellstad.
Yeah, why not? I never tweet. I think that's a fucking cesspool.
Yeah, I don't really tweet anymore either. But I do occasionally post on Reddit, and that's at our subreddit, reddit.com/r/bugcatchers, where you can take part in weekly level checks with the rest of the Bugcatcher community. You can post some memes.
Yeah, do it.
You can harangue us.
Yeah. Yell at us when we don't post our screen caps.
Yeah, oh, we do have to.
We talk about.
Do have to do that, yeah. Good reminder. And you can also buy some merch at expsharepod.com. And post your W's on the Rotom circuit, which we will also post on those social channels.
Mm-hmm.
And then send us those screenshots and your high score.
When we finally see it, when we get through the sea of submissions, we'll send you a sticker.
Yeah, it's going to take probably weeks.
Goodbye.
All right.
Top of the bottom of the episode to you. Alola. And
Alola.
See you all later.
And smell you later.